This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Hoffman's Show. We're on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And, of course, on YouTube at the Team 980. No guest today for Not My Beat because the guest is the story. Wait, what? I'll explain in a moment.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
So this morning, Mike Rizzo, the recently removed president of baseball operations and general manager of the Washington Nationals, was on the Sports Junkies, where he was a guest for, God, a decade more, while he was at the helm of the Nationals, weekly with the Junkies during the season. They talked at spring training, like, great relationship that we at the radio stations are very appreciative of Mike for and the Nationals for over the years. Not every club gives you the top executive all the time, and Mike was willing to do that and explain things and answer tough questions. He showed up on weeks that were hard. He showed up on weeks where they were winning, and it was easy to just be like, hey, how great a job are you doing? I'm doing great. But I thought it was a really interesting interview, especially in light of some of the things that I have read over the last couple of days, many of them bluntly by Barry Sfraluga, who I think does as good of a job thinking about and writing about the Washington Nationals as anybody. And Barry's written three banger columns over the last couple of days. And the last one is kind of what the Nats do, or the middle one, I should say, the one that came out yesterday, is kind of what the Nats do from here. And the big point in Barry's column that I thought was interesting was, you know, when Rizzo took over there, he took over and Stan Kasten had been here, and Kasten had been the president of the team. And there was, while Rizzo was in charge of the baseball, there was never this voice of ownership. And there was never someone to be like, hey, this is what ownership is thinking. Like, I am the conduit to ownership. Rizzo, in fact, often, especially over the last 6 years, has been in conflict, it seems, with ownership based on the reporting. And so one of the things that Barry talked about that I thought was interesting that framed my mindset listening in this morning to the Junkies, and of course, the full interview is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, just search for the Sports Junkies. That idea of, like, that was a gap that was never filled, and there seemed to be some space between Rizzo and ownership, was certainly something that I was thinking about. And then, frankly, after the interview and listening to Rizzo, there's something else Barry wrote about Mike DiBartolo, the new general manager who spoke for the first time, I should say the new interim general manager. He's just an interim. But he said, like, ownership has empowered me to do a bunch of stuff, and there's different ways to spend in an organization, and there's technology and staffing and infrastructure. And I'm like, huh. If ownership's on board with that and it hasn't been done, seems like perhaps while a lot of the blame is being thrown at ownership, and certainly there's a lot of blame to go around, perhaps who is driving the ship matters. And so let's play some of Rizzo, and then I want to bring all those thoughts together. In a bit of hope for the Washington Nationals, just a smidge of hope. It will require a lot of good work by a lot of good people, or a lot of people. I don't know whether they're good or not. I hope they're good. But let's start off with just the end. The timing of being fired. This actually was not a surprise to Rizzo in the way it was a surprise to many of us.
I was a little surprised, but I wasn't shocked. Mark Lerner and I talk every Monday since I've been here. So, you know, we're in constant contact, at least every Monday since I've been there. And when Ted was here, it was Ted and Mark every Monday. So, you know, we have a pretty consistent communication throughout the season. And I don't think it was based on any one series. I don't think the Red Sox series pushed anybody over the edge. But I think it was a little surprising just because of the timing. But, you know, when you have conversations with ownership and they make decisions and when you are in the point where you're, struggling in the season and you're trying to make everything right and play better baseball, it could happen. It could have happened at any time during the season.
Yeah. It's a bad baseball team. Has been a bad baseball team. I don't know that it's as bad as the roster. And at some point, I think you can look at the manager and be like, okay, well, then why is that happening? But also, maybe the individual pieces are not built well to be a collective. And I think the way that we think about successful baseball teams now in the Moneyball and post-Moneyball era, since data impacted the way we think about the game in a much more significant way, is we're looking for certain players that can do certain things. And I think that is an area where the Nats can get a lot better. Is like, what is their ideal third baseman? What is their ideal shortstop? What characteristics does he have in the field? What characteristics does he have at the plate? And what things specific to that position do we need when we're building a lineup and when we're building a group of fielders? And ultimately, obviously, the biggest area of miss right now outside of Mackenzie Gore, a pitching staff. And those are things I'm thinking about as I listened to Mike Rizzo this morning. And we talked to really smart people like Chelsea Janes, who was telling us that the Tampa Bay Rays have like five people or multiple people in the organization that focus just on the catcher position. And they have an exact profile of catcher that they want of exactly how their catchers are going to frame pitches. And I'm like, I don't feel like that's the type of thing that the Nationals are thinking about currently. And if it is, it's not the kind of thing that the lead decision maker is thinking about. And so ultimately that the results add up and they're bad. And yeah, that's when GMs and managers lose their job. And Mike Rizzo does not seem to have any regrets. And this is a line that he came back to Frank Sinatra style many times during this interview.
It was a, trying couple of days and, since the weekend, but, hey, we're all adults here. We're big boys. And we know what we're into when we take these jobs. And, we had a hell of a run. And I'm proud of what we've accomplished. And I know I did it my way. I did it the way I led the organization and the franchise the way I felt was best to maximize our potential. And we had a lot of success. And at the end of the day, I've said this for years, every year since I've been on this program. It's, this is a performance-based industry.
Yeah, it is. And I think the thing that, as we continue to play some of these bites here, the thing that really, kind of miffed me about listening to Rizzo, if I'm just being honest this morning, is that the I did it my way, and you have to work with what you have, and all those things seem to make it seem like this has been a middling team just on the verge of doing better over the last 6 years since they won the World Series. They're the second worst team in baseball. There is a lot that has to go wrong. And I know this is, by the way, by no means meant to let the Lerners off the hook. They have not invested enough in this organization. And maybe they're about to, and that's going to make, some of the narrative shift like, oh, maybe it was Rizzo's fault all along. And there's going to be, for the last 6 years, like, thanks, Mike, for 2019 and all the divisions before. But, post that, he lost his fastball. And it's like, ah, there's probably some of that where the game has moved on in ways that if you want to compete, as more and more front offices got to be quote-unquote smart front offices, and the position of general manager changed, and Mike Rizzo doesn't seem to have changed with it, quote-unquote, I did it my way. There's some of that, but also, did they empower Mike Rizzo while keeping him employed to be the best version of himself? Clearly not over the last bunch of years. But I think the thing that I overall left this interview between Mike Rizzo and the Junkies feeling towards Rizzo specifically is there is more blame on his side of the blame pie than I think a lot of people in the immediate aftermath who just wanted to blow up the learner's spot wanted to give to Rizzo, which gets us to this quote from Rizzo.
The secret of being a good executive and a good general manager is you do the best you can with what you have. We've all gone through this, whether you're in baseball or in life in general. You do the best with what you have, and we didn't, in ownership's eyes, we didn't do enough with it, so they made a change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
To say in ownership's eyes we didn't cast the blame to ownership versus like having a real hard look at like did we or did we not, which brings us to this quote from Mike DiBartolo, the interim general manager, yesterday as he held court for the first time in the visiting dugout in St. Louis. Every conversation I've had with ownership is they want to build a winner, and they want to build a winner as soon as they can, and they're motivated, DiBartolo said. There are a lot of different ways to invest in the club. Whether it's staffing, technology, players, they have a lot of questions about the best way to do it. And they've been asking a lot of good questions. And I can sense a desire from them to get us back to being a championship caliber club. And I love this because I'm reading this from Barry's for Lucas column. Barry's next line is, hold them to it. Someone, anyone, Mike. And so, yeah, absolutely. There needs to be more investment from ownership. But who is making the sales pitch matters. And if you have even less data than other teams, how you use that data matters. This is something that if you've listened to this show for a long time, you've heard me say a million times. Analytics are a tool, and they are only as good as the craftsman who holds them. Actually, Anthony, I'm going to be honest. I don't think I've ever said it exactly that way before, and I wish I had. That was a bar.
I was about to say, yeah, I don't know if you said it exactly like that, but it sounded
That's
good.
Better than I've ever said that before. Congratulations, everybody. You've listened to the best version of this show that's ever existed. But that's what it is, right? Analytics are a tool. And if you can give 28 people a spreadsheet with the same exact data on it, and the conclusions they draw out of that data are all going to be different. And the person or the people that do the most with the data are going to be the most successful. It's a tool. And so if Rizzo is saying, hey, we need this thing, and he's making the sales pitch, and whether it's a technology piece, whether it's a new analytics thing, and he's not doing a good job of selling the learners that it's worth their money, and they're like, Eh, don't think so. And now Mike DiBartolo comes in and he's like, yeah, when I have these conversations with ownership, even though we've only been having them for 2 days, or maybe I've had some conversations in the past as the assistant general manager, the number two in charge, and they've been very receptive, that tells me that maybe Mike DiBartolo has a different way of making these decisions and of thinking you're selling the importance of certain things that cost money. And ultimately, like, that's your job as a lead executive who's not in charge of the money. If you have carte blanche to do whatever you want and you don't have to ask ownership, that's one thing. If you have to ask ownership, which is most organizations, that's not the Learners specifically. I'm sure Adam Peters has to ask Josh Harris for, you know, if it costs more than X, I kind of want to sign off on it. And you're going to have to tell me why it's worth it. What's the payoff? And if Rizzo is not on top of the newest technology and or does a bad job of selling that to owners, it's yes. Ownership, you would love to then be curious and go out and find more on their own and be like, oh, yes, we do need this. And please make sure you don't mess up using it so we're not wasting money. But ultimately, like, there is, I'll summarize here because I feel like now I'm talking in circles. After listening to Rizzo this morning and after reading the quotes from DiBartolo, I think there is more blame on Rizzo's plate for the failures of the last 6 years than a lot of us were giving him credit for, because he is clearly very smart. He's a good executive who has had a lot of success. His resume is excellent. But your resume in the last 6 years is you have built and presided over the second worst team in baseball. And the areas in which the game has evolved, you have not evolved with. And that's ultimately why he's gone. I think DiBartolo made a heck of an opening salvo last night with some of the things he said, where he's like, I understand where some of the areas where we've come short, and yes, we're going to do things differently. Very different, notably, than Miguel Cairo, who's basically like, I'm going to try to honor Dave Martinez and go 1-0 tonight. It's like, okay, buddy. They're longtime friends. It is what it is. The season is what it is. But considering the long-term impacts of the number one draft pick Sunday and a trade deadline where you could see a Mackenzie Gore trade coming up, not to mention other smaller moves that could be hugely significant moving forward, I feel actually my initial impressions and reading about Mike DiBartolo, I feel very confident in his ability to do that. And then apparently also Barry had in his reporting that the Nationals ownership group has already started reaching out to people around baseball to try to get a sense of who might be worth talking to in this offseason. And I think Barry also made a really good point in his column that, you know, when George McPhee left the Capitals, when Leonsis finally moved on from him in the mid-2010s, they hired the number two, and everyone at the time thought, what a nightmare. But the case was made to ownership, like, I actually know, I don't agree with everything we did, and I intimately know the weak areas, but also I know what's good, and that puts me in a unique place to lead this franchise. And that was a compelling and ultimately correct assessment as the Capitals went on to win the Stanley Cup 4 years later and 2 President's Trophies before that. So maybe DiBartolo winds up being the guy, maybe he doesn't, but at the very least, this is someone who, while supporting Rizzo for a long time, seems to have his own ideas. And I think that's really important, especially in a front office where I think Rizzo was the ultimate decision maker for a long time. And it sounds like he acted as an executive sometimes has to. Like, he had to make the decisions. But sometimes those decisions were not the ones that the group would have made if it had been a full-on democracy. And I think that is worth pointing out as well. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We got a time for a call or two on all of that with you next at 301-230-0980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.